The speed of sound with Kyle Meredith.
After the demise of his band Eastern Conference Champions, Joshua Ostrander was faced with a dilemma. How would he continue with his art? The next 2 years were spent as a landscaper while working on a new sound and persona in his bedroom. From those ashes came Mondo Cosmo, and there's no sign of his current rise stopping anytime soon. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound. What's the journey? How do you get from Eastern Conference Champions to Mondo Cosmo? What's the story in between?
Well, ECC, we did, we signed like a deal with Interscope or something like long time ago, probably like 10 years ago. We put out a record and then we started self-releasing after that. And that's when we put out Speaker. And we had a little bit of success and we were able to tour through Europe and stuff and through the States. Like we got like a big movie soundtrack and sync, and we just used all that money to tour. And then we started working on the next record. And then we had this record, it was called Love and Wartime, and it was just a great record. And we couldn't find anybody to put it out. And then we just kept hitting walls. It was so sad, because I had the realization, I'm like, for me to get music out, I have to leave ECC, because I write a lot of music, and I was just like bummed that I wasn't able to release it. And then I started writing songs for what would become Mondo Cosmo. And I was working two landscaping jobs, and then I would come home at night and start recording in my bedroom. And it was tough, man. That was a tough, tough year. I had Shine, and then I had Hold On To Me, and then I have a song released next week called Higher. I got a manager, and I was like, all right, let's try to see if anybody wants to put this out. But we needed like a calling card. We needed something to blow them away when we walked in. And so I asked my buddy Anna Faris to be in the Hold On To Me video. So we go into the office of the president of Universal or whatever and playing the song, and the guy starts crying.
Really?
And I was like, yeah, because the video is so emotional to him, and like you know, maybe something's going on in his life or connected to it. Yeah, and since then, man, it's just been like, it's been nuts. It's been really, really great.
And then you have this amazing song, Shine, that is really, it's got the fire right now. It's got the bullet, whatever the metaphor is right there. But, you know, it's taking off. And what a cool song, because, you know, there is this spirituality in the song, and there is the references to pot, and or is the way I take it anyway.
Right.
And that's an interesting tie together right there. Like, where did that come from?
The song just came together, man. Like lyrically and melodically, it just like it happened so quick. And I remember the last thing I recorded was the bridge. There's the bridge section where it's a "Come with me, Mary, through these modern lines. Stick with me, Jesus, till the end of time."
Come with me, Mary, through these modern lines.
I sing the last line of that bridge, and you can hear my voice break because I nearly started crying, because at that very moment of singing that line, I knew this was the best thing I'd ever done.
And take me in your arms and never let me go.
And I was just like, I get goosebumps even thinking about it, because I just remember singing that, just being like, oh my God, this is bigger than me.
So there's also the Bastard song that can't be released, right?
Oh my God. Well, I think we're around in the corner on it, from what I hear.
Yeah.
It's got a sample from an old soul song on there. We wrote it, my wife and I, the weekend that Chloe passed away, my wife and I were cleaning the house, and she put on some playlist or something, and I heard that sample, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
And I just took it and made a song out of it and didn't think anything of it. I was just like, I want to, you know, just messing around in the studio. I was like, oh, this is cool. And then the label was like, look, you can't just put this out. So I was like, all right. I'm like, I love this song. Came with the idea is Friday. We waited on a Friday till the New York offices closed, and then we just put up a video with a link because you can't put it on YouTube or anything that would monetize it, right?
Right.
So I'm like, well, if I just give it out from my Dropbox, my personal Dropbox, I'm like, I'm just sharing it with my friends at that point. So a couple people started picking it up, and the feedback was good. And then Jason Bentley out here on KCRW started playing it. And every time he played it, my phone would just die. It became like one of the most popular songs of KCRW this year. But it was like he started playing it and my manager called. He's like, they're playing Plastic Soul on the radio right now. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Joshua Ostrander of Mondo Cosmo. Hey, for more of my interviews, you can head to Facebook and Twitter at Kyle Meredith. Thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound. I am calling.